This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. Flathead County commissioners have voted to send a letter to federal officials opposing the resettlement of refugees in the county. The Daily Interlake reports that yesterday commissioners approved the letter, which says they're opposed to accepting refugees because of concerns related to the screening process for people fleeing violence toward nations. The county's decision came after a public meeting where all the speakers voiced support for the letter. Residents also cited security concerns and the local government's ability to handle an influx of refugees. Commission Chairwoman Pamela Holmquist says the county has not been approached by resettlement agencies about bringing in refugees. The organization Love Lives Here said in a statement that the process for vetting refugees is thorough and rigorous, and that bringing in refugees would not overburden the system. A Montana man who confessed to breaking into his ex-girlfriend's house and killing her had reportedly broken into the residence on previous occasions. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Darcy Buman's petition for a restraining order said Anthony Fagiano had been stalking her and stealing things from her Bozeman house. On December 4th, she said she found him hiding in a closet. She said he tried to grab her and that she had to run out of the house to get away from him. Her petition said she called police, but Fagiano was not arrested. Fagiano was served with a restraining order on February 21st. 17 days later, she was shot to death. Fagiano's charged with deliberate homicide. Court records said he texted Buman's ex-husband shortly after Wednesday's shooting. A sheriff in central Montana says a 41-year-old Colorado woman shot her 5-year-old son and then herself in a murder-suicide. Musselshell County Sheriff Mike Thomas says the shooting happened at a residence in Roundup. The names of the woman and her son have not been released. Authorities have released the names of three people who were killed in a wrong-way head-on crash on Interstate 94 south of Hysham last weekend. Treasure County deputies identified the victims as Carol Charlson of Hysham, Leighton Austin of Glasgow, and Sheila Austin, also of Glasgow. The Billings Gazette reports a car driven by Leighton Ashton in the wrong direction struck Charlson's pickup. Investigators believe alcohol did play a role in that crash. A former Great Falls chiropractor charged with sexually assaulting an employee has reached a plea deal with the state. The Great Falls Tribune reports that Reese Reagan signed a plea agreement March 2nd that calls for him to plead guilty to sexual intercourse without consent. In exchange, prosecutors are recommending a 20-year prison sentence with 15 years suspended. A group of pain patients testifying before state lawmakers today says Montana has become a hostile place for people who suffer from chronic pain. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Casey Brock, a disabled vet from Glendive, and other chronic pain patients will propose a Montana Pain Patients Bill of Rights before the Health and Human Services Interim Committee. He says Montana's current laws about pain management and drug prescribing fail to take care of people in need.
I believe Montana needs a drastic overhaul. You know, Montana's still stuck in the dark ages.
He says policies of Montana's Department of Justice aiming to crack down on prescription opioid drug addiction are leaving some pain patients without the medicine they need.
So now we have doctors that won't even prescribe opioids in the state, you know, to even help with pain management because they're afraid they're going to get shut down, go to jail.
Last fall, Dr. Chris Christensen of Florence was charged with 2 counts of negligent homicide and hundreds of counts of illegal distribution of drugs. A few weeks after that, Dr. Mark Ibsen from Helena closed his practice when prosecutors alleged he was negligent in his prescriptions. Mary Cafaro is the vice chair of the Health and Human Services Committee.
They're two separate issues. You have drug addiction and you have people who need the medicine for their pain management. Those are two separate issues.
On Thursday, the U.S. Senate passed what is being called the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act. Montana Senator John Tester released a statement supporting that act. He said, quote, drug addiction is plaguing our families and communities and taking a toll on our society, unquote. During his presentation on Friday, Casey Brock says he wants to remind lawmakers that while there are people suffering from addiction, there are also others suffering with pain. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Yellowstone National Park officials say that investigation has found no signs of an animal attack or foul play after human remains were found in the park earlier this month. Park spokeswoman Amy Bartlett said yesterday that evidence at the site in the western part of the park shows the person died sometime in January. Snowshoers came across some of the remains inside the park boundary near the town of West Yellowstone on March 2nd. Park rangers and volunteers later found more remains that had been scavenged by animals. Bartlett says park officials are working with the Montana Crime Lab to determine the person's identity. A Montana State Crime Lab employee has been accused of stealing drugs collected as evidence by law enforcement agencies, affecting criminal proceedings across the state. The Billings Gazette reports that drug thefts between September 2014 and June of last year have forced prosecutors from around the country to drop drug charges in at least 50 cases. The employee suspected of stealing was fired from the lab in June. Deputy Chief of Criminal Operations Ed Zink says the crime lab was forced to contact prosecutors across the state about the tampering in case any evidence was affected. Arch Coal will not develop a massive coal mine in southeastern Montana. The company based yesterday's decision on a weakened global coal market and an uncertain permitting process. The Montana Environmental Information Center's Ann Hedges says the Otter Creek project would have polluted both the air and local water quality.
The Otter Creek mine, when that coal was burned, would have put 2.6 billion tons of carbon dioxide into our atmosphere. So it's a good day for those people who have more of a global perspective on the impacts of the mine, and a great day for the people on the ground.
The project would have extracted up to 20 million tons of coal annually from state-owned and private leases south of Ashland. Coal advocates say the decision will cost Montana thousands of jobs and hundreds of millions of dollars in lost tax revenue and wages. They blame the project's failure on environmentalists and political heel-dragging on behalf of Governor Steve Bullock's administration. Bullock counters that the state waited over a year for Arch to resubmit its mining application after regulators said the project could harm local water supplies. Thank you for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.